We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners, and our podcast fans have a special offer coming to them. If you're going to be in Detroit next weekend, when they take on the Miami Dolphins, you can go to DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby, and for under $100, you don't just get to come see us do the live podcast, you also get a ticket to the game to cheer on Jared Montana and the Lions. That is DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby. It is Friday. We get the people what they want. So on Friday, what do we do, Mr. Rose?
We turn the show over to you, our people, because we want to talk about whatever.
985-80-JALEN. That's the number to call. 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
What's up, Jalen and Jacoby? Name's Marcel, longtime listener. I'm from Long Island. My question is for both of you guys. Then now, this is a body odor question. Jalen, from all your years of playing in the NBA, was there ever a player around the league known to have bad body odor? You know, this guy's backing you down. This guy's sweating on you for 48 minutes a night. You know, the odor is just ridiculous. So, is there any player that comes to mind for you in the league that had the reputation of having bad body odor? Jacoby, my question for you is the same. I know you play in the minor leagues as far as basketball goes. Shout out, Jacoby. Is there any player that comes to town for you that you could think of that has bad body odor? Like, man, yo, this, I have to guard this guy tonight. The scent is crazy. But anyway, shout out, Reg. Love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. Number one podcast in the game. I'm out.
It's a great question. What I've taken to doing to answer his question to me first is I keep deodorant on the backpack. I keep that thing on me. Because sometimes I surprise myself with how bad I stink. So I've got the deodorant in the backpack just so sometimes when I'm putting that uniform on or whatever, I'm like, what is that funk? And I'm like, that funk is me. That I am funky. So out of respect for my opponents, I throw some deodorant on or some antiperspirant on before I play in my rec league games. But Mr. Rose, he wants you to name names about funky players that you played against in the NBA.
Obviously, God bless the dead, but I believe one of the players was the late lefty Sharunas Marshallonis. Was one of those guys that felt like the lefty, you know. And by the way, when we start talking about, and I don't use this term, I don't like the term in basketball, the Eurostep. I don't like that term. And the reason why I don't like that term is because American-born players like myself have been doing that slide step since the beginning of time. Sharunas Marshallonis, I believe, is one of the players that came to the NBA and was doing the quote-unquote Eurostep. And after his game, as one of the lead dominoes, people now call that a Euro step. That used to be a lefty step. Chris Mullin did it all of the time. Nick Van Exel did it all of the time. Slide step. I don't use the term Euro
step. Wes Unseld was doing that same Euro step.
Exactly.
You know, years and years, like 40, 50 years ago,
I hate
before
that
Europeans
term.
Even had basketballs.
I hate that term. That's a casuals term for me. As it relates to sweating, that's easy. Patrick Ewing. He's still sweating right now.
He comes to mind.
Yeah.
When the question was asked from our great caller, the first person that came to mind was Patrick Ewing. And as a heavy sweater myself, it's sometimes embarrassing. Like whenever I touch the ball or the ball hits my shirt, that like whoever gets it next like looks at it like it's just been dipped in slime. They like want to call timeout just to wipe it off. It's embarrassing. It's hard to be a
heavy
sweater.
And I got another one for you. He was so great that I didn't get close enough to him to confirm this. But Michael Jordan's breath between cigars and having his tongue out all of the time has to stink.
I never considered the implications of the tongue out. But if you do have bad breath and you constantly have your tongue out, I can imagine that it gets kind of funky. I also feel like mouth guards. Like if you're not sanitary with your mouth guard, that thing's gonna end up stinking up your breath too. Big shout to our caller. This is an all voicemail exclusive Fridays. You call 9580 Jalen, we'll put you on the show just like this.
Hey, this is Kareem from Portland. Shout out Ridge. Love the show. Long time listener, many time caller. I have a question about whether it is efficient or foul to do business, let's say pick up a phone call, do work, you know, connect with folks from the main throne in the bathroom. Because sometimes you have an important call come in while you're doing your business and you don't want to rush. Do you send it to voicemail or do you pick up the call? And even if they don't know, it won't hurt them. Let me know what y'all think. All right, keep getting them checks. Peace.
So this has happened to everybody. I like that he said you're in the main throne. We all know which one that is, the handicap stall. That's the preferred stall for all of us when we're doing our business. You're sitting down on the main throne. You've been waiting for a call for like days. And you see that number come through on your phone. Jalen Rose, how do you react?
A couple of things. I've tried over the last few years and pretty successfully to go and use the bathroom without being on the phone. The one thing I want everybody to think about when you start talking about being sanitary, if you're sitting on the toilet and you're using your phone, after you wipe yourself, you wash your hands. You don't wash your phone. So all of you people out there that's walking in the bathroom and sitting on the throne while using the phone, you're unsanitary, number one. Number two, if you're really waiting for a call and it happens while you're in the bathroom and it's important, just think about this. If it's really important to you, you make it a priority. At that time, you can't manage the priority properly while you're using the bathroom because there are too many factors you can't control.
Yep.
Number one, the noise that might happen. You can't control it. The toilet may flush. It may be noise. You may poop or anything. You can't control the noise that might happen. If it's a professional call, you handle it professionally, not in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm going straight to voicemail. There's no call that's so important that I gotta take it while I'm in there. And also, discretion is very important to me. If there's an important call, I don't necessarily want anyone else listening to it, and I can't see through the stall door, so I don't know what people might be privy to what's being said or what's being heard. So I'll go straight to voicemail and call that person back. Nothing's more important at that moment than what I'm handling in the main throne room. We got time for a couple more calls. Hit us at 9580-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail.
Hello. I have a question regarding birthdays for my husband. My husband's turning 31 in a few days, and he's really not a big birthday guy. Every year I kind of ask him, you know, what do you want to do? And I always kind of ask in advance just so we can, like, plan something in case he wants to go out of town or, you know, if I can get my coins together, you know. And I guess I'm just kind of wondering, what do you do for the person who, a man who is just really not into their birthday like that? I understand that, you know, stereotypically, women are supposed to make a big deal about their birthdays. So maybe I'm projecting some of that, but, you know, I care about his birthday and I certainly don't want to do anything, not do anything for him. I would like to say I do enjoy the show. It's really my husband's favorite podcast, and I just kind of catch like clips of it in the car when we're together. And I always enjoy the you know, the great advice you guys have given out year after year after year and everything. So I figured you guys were the best people to ask. Shout out, Reg. And, yeah.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
So dope, I've got the dope, answer for
dope,
you.
Dope,
I've got
dope.
It, Jalen. I've got it right here, right now. I've got the answer. So this guy's not a big birthday person. Jalen Rose, big birthday person. He wants all the attention. He wants you to know it's coming. He's going to celebrate it for the entire month, especially this year. I'm surprised we're not already celebrating your 50th birthday. We should already be celebrating. The whole year, 2023, is all Jalen's birthday, the entire year. Yes. Here's what you do. His favorite podcast is Jalen and Jacoby. You hit up the Jalen and Jacoby account on social. Me and Jalen will record a custom video. Tell us his name. Tell us some things about him. And you will have a custom video from Jalen and Jacoby for your husband for his 31st birthday. And whether he wants to be celebrated or not, he will enjoy that because he will get a custom video from Jalen and Jacoby. That is my fix for you right there. Easy.
Love that advice. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. I want to modify a couple of things. There have been a couple of people that have reached out to the staff like I've asked them to and given the staff their addresses for me to send them hoodies and or merch. I'm going to make sure I follow up. I believe there was a young man and his daughter that called in and now this caller as well. Please hold me accountable, teammates, Nicholas Tutts, and everybody to make sure that we take care of this request. For Jacoby, gave you one answer. I'm going to give you another answer. Every person that doesn't like to be celebrated are the people that really want to get celebrated the most. All of the people that say, I don't want anything, don't thank me, don't do any of that. Those will be the people that are really mad at you when you don't celebrate or salute them. Don't fall for that trap. Do not fall for that trap. I celebrate my birthday for 30 days. But I want to modify something my brother David said. I don't like to be celebrated in a room by people on my birthday, so to speak. If you think back at all of my birthdays, Jacoby, I've never had a party.
No.
I don't like birthday parties. Here's why. I only want to be around people that I love and vice versa. Why am I going to fill a room full of people that talk about me behind my back, that don't really love me? That seems phony to me. So I don't really do the birthday party thing. I can't remember the last time I had a birthday party. For your husband, for your significant other, make sure you get them a gift. Make sure you take them somewhere that he likes to go. Maybe a concert, maybe a show. Like, take them somewhere that he would enjoy. And here's the other thing. Be sexy for him. Get you some lingerie. Cook for him. Put on a playlist. Have a Netflix and chill night. Treat him like a king. Give him some breakfast in bed. Massage his feet. He'll be happy. I promise you. It's not a multi-million dollar proposition at all. The time, the smile, the love, the compassion, the care is what he'll appreciate. Please keep us posted how it goes.
Yep, and we'll do that custom video for you too. We got you. And if it doesn't go right, then that will officially be a mayhem moment. The mayhem moment is brought to you by Allstate. Protect yourself from mayhem and save money by switching to Allstate. And you getting sexy for your husband on his birthday is our mayhem moment for the week. We got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail and we'll put it on the show just like this.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Peace and love. This is definitely one for the pod exclusive. And shout out Reg. So what do you do? How do you dance, right? I'm feeling myself. I'm in the club and a young lady comes to dance and she puts that thing on me. What do I do? Do I stand still? Do I go to the rhythm of the song? Do I do what I was doing before? Do I like follow her movement? How do I navigate getting that thing put on me? You know, I need to know. All right. Peace and love. Shout out, Reg.
This is great. This is a great call because
excellent.
I can dance, but I'm not a good dancer. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not good at it. Jalen's a good dancer. So we're going to get two different perspectives here. Here's what I would say. It's not about you. It's about her. You are just a vehicle for her to showcase her skills. So anything that you are trying to do to try to make it about you, whether you're trying to match the rhythm or you're trying to, you know, do some moves to get your own little attention or whatever, no, you are just a vehicle for her performance. So whatever you do, try to be complimentary and just try not to mess it up because it is not about you. It is about her. Mr. Rose, your contribution.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the continued support. You gotta put on that proverbial saddle and ride that backside, sir. You gotta ignore everything that was happening prior to that showing up. What do you mean? What do you mean? Pretend you're a belt and you're holding her waist up. That's what you do. No question about it. Don't worry about your dance. Don't worry about your rhythm. You worry about doing that genuine thing, riding that pony. Saddle, baby, ride my pony. That's what you do. And Jacoby's right. You are there strictly as a prop. Mm-hmm. Because, newsflash, if you weren't standing there doing what I said you should do, trust me, there'll be other guys that are willing to. I know it, you know it, and she know it too. So don't worry about trying to get your Puff Daddy moves on. You ain't MC Hammer. Even if you dance real good, it don't even matter. Let the focus be on her having a good time.
In my previously single days, I dated this one woman that was too good of a dancer for me. She was Latin, she was just too good. It just didn't work. Like, we would go out and I was like, this doesn't work. Like, you should just be dancing with someone else. Now, we are not a match. You are too talented at this. Like, I can't even keep up. Like, I just knew that one wasn't going to work long term. I knew that wasn't going to work long term.
So it's funny you say that. You just reminded me of something. That's crazy. I've never told you this story. You just reminded me of something. The years when I got traded to the Raptors, I don't think I've ever told this story. When I got traded to the Raptors, I bought a place in Florida, made that my residence so I could save on my taxes because I was gonna be playing in Canada. And I started to spend more time in my Miami spot. And I was dating a woman who spoke Spanish. I believe she was Latin. And get ready for this. She didn't speak English. So we'd be in my apartment.
I know you don't speak Spanish.
Correct. So we used to be in my apartment and I learned how to just communicate with my body language and with my hands. And I used to try to Google stuff to say to her. And and I used to play the role like she was teaching me Spanish when I really was just trying to get her over to my place so we can hang out and kick it. And we went dancing a couple of times And this is what reminded me of. She was an excellent dancer. Ballroom, salsa, like all over the floor. And I gotta ask my J&J family, boss move or a soft move? When we went out, I couldn't keep up with her dancing. So basically, it was understood that she would just dance with other people.
Same thing happened to me. The same thing happened to me. She was such a good dancer that there were other natural dancing partners for her that she would enjoy dancing with more than dancing with me. They would enjoy dancing with her than dancing with anybody else they got there. So who am I to stand in the way? That definitely
happened. All I know is
me.
This. All I know is this. I must have game to be able to pull somebody that don't speak English.
Well, you guys both spoke the universal language of love.
Body language.
We will be back on Monday. Don't forget to go to DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby. We are putting on a live show in Detroit before the Lions game, before they beat the Dolphins. You can join us. Be in the building. Limited tickets available. It will be an intimate setting. You will get a pod exclusive like you've never seen or heard before on next Sunday. So go to DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby and join us in the D. We'll be back next week. Why is that, Jalen?
And before we get out of here, I want to add to something you said. If you love football and you love Jalen and Jacoby, how could you not be at Ford Field next Sunday? I don't care if you live in Buffalo. It's only a couple hour drive. Chicago, 3.5 hour drive. Ohio, 3 hour drive. Canada, 1 hour. You got a chance to watch football and Jalen and Jacoby in the same place at the same time. We need y'all to come and represent. And like the Blastmaster KRS-One once famously said to the TR-808 D-Nice, we're not done. We're not done. We are not done.
Thank you all very much.